Joe, how frustrating was that today?
Yeah, very frustrating. Obviously, we got off to the worst start possible. 2-0 down after, I think it was, 8 minutes or something. 6 minutes, maybe. And then for pretty much the remainder of the game, it was pretty even, really. We probably had the better chances. I know they sat in, obviously, being 2-0 up and tried to hit us on the break, but, yeah, frustrating. Thought we kept the ball really well, to be honest. Passed it around well, created opportunities. And their keeper made a few good saves. So, overall, very frustrating afternoon.
That's the Championship, isn't it? I mean, if you start slowly and if you don't take your chances, you're going to get punished at this level, aren't
definitely,
you?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely, like you said. Disastrous start. And then, as you say, we had chances, and they had a few chances as well, but because obviously they were hitting us on the break and we were pushing them forward. But I thought we had chances to maybe get back to 2-1 maybe before half time, and then I think they would have got nervous and it would have been game on. But disappointing.
That is the thing, isn't it? I think if you'd have got it back to 2-1, he would have just asked a few more questions of them, and it would have been a test for them then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. As we all know, when playoff finals, a massive example of that. You're 2-0 down, you get a goal back, and the momentum just changes so dramatically. Even though we're on top, I thought throughout the game, after the first 10 minutes, but they're an experienced Championship side, and you can tell that they've obviously been at this level for a while. They've got an experienced manager, experienced coaching staff, and they saw the game out well.
I suspect you will learn from this, though. I mean, it is only, 9 games now in the Championship, and every game at this stage is a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. As we've seen, it's a big step up. But we need to start getting it. We need a win, really. Last week we played really well, second half. We were looking up to win. Today we've lost 2-0, but we've created some good opportunities, and we've just, as I say, give two sloppy goals away. One bit of magic, to be honest, from a goal for the second one, which was a great goal. He's put it in the top corner from 25 yard out with his weaker foot. It's a big game Tuesday now, though.
Is part of the battle now to make sure that, a month since your last win, that you don't start reacting too badly to a negative run? You have to take every game as it comes, don't you? Because, you are a new side to the Championship, and while you have been used to winning for the last couple of years, you're going to have setbacks this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. As you said, it's a relentless league. There's a lot of quality teams in it. As you saw today, Ipswich are fifth in the league now. As I've just touched on, experienced Championship team, a lot of know-how about the league, a lot of characters who have played at this level for a long time and even higher, who know how to see out and win games. And we're, as you said, we're new to the league. Even though we're used to winning, we knew it was going to be a tough start. But we're just looking to try and get a win as soon as possible. We thought we should have had it last week. Obviously, we didn't. That's as you say. That's the difference. Maybe last year we'd have probably won that game last week against Charlton, but they hung on for the lives. The keeper made a few great saves, and then today we had a disastrous start, and we've grew into the game and created chances, and maybe could have got something. But we know it's an unforgiving league, and we'll keep working hard on the training ground to try and put it right.
On a positive slant, I mean, these weeks are the reasons why you went to all that effort last year, isn't it? You get to play Ipswich, then you get Blackburn, and then you get Norwich.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as you said, three massive clubs. I support Blackburn, actually, myself. I'm a Blackburn fan. I used to go when I was young with my granddad. It'll be a nice occasion on Tuesday to play against a club you supported. But the only thing that's on me and the rest of the lads' mind is 3 points and trying to get that at the New York on Tuesday night. And we know what the New York's like on Tuesday. It's normally a really good atmosphere under the lights, and we'll be looking to get 3 points.
Have you played Blackburn before?
I played them in a friendly for Huddersfield when I was really young. I think Darth might have even played in that, to be honest. But yeah, I played them when I was really young, and obviously, like you say, I can't really go and watch them now, but it'd be a good occasion, but as you said, I won't be focused on who we're playing. I'll just focus on getting 3 points for us and trying to get us up the table.
I just wonder whether or not you're quite pleased the way you've started on a personal level. The summer, I mean, the manager wanted to bring competition for every position. Matt Sadler came in, he's since gone out on loan, and you've played, I think, every game, haven't you? So you must be pleased the way you've started.
Satisfied with how I started. A few things, I need, like you say, the Bolton goal, I lost my man for their goal, which disappoints. I know mistakes happen in football, but it disappointed me did that, because it obviously crosses points. So that disappointed me that night. But yeah, overall satisfied. Always trying to improve and get better, and working hard and just trying to. There's a lot of quality fullbacks in this league, and you've only got to look at them and maybe get little things off them, what they do and how to improve, and then I'm always looking to get better. But as you said, overall satisfied, but we need to get winning now.
It would be good, wouldn't it, to just sort of, I mean, when the weeks tick along, to get that sort of monkey off your back that it has been a month since your last week.
Yeah, it will, yeah. But I think we'd be more worried if we were playing really poorly. I think the last few games we've kept the ball a lot better. Whereas the first few games we kind of sacrificed the possession. The last few games we've had pretty much a lot of the ball, and we've moved it around really well, and we've created chances, and we've got forward, and we've created opportunities. Prings is getting a lot of crosses in last two games. When he came on, and today he got a lot of crosses in. We know that's one of our strengths. So yeah, we'll, as you said, keep working hard. Back to work tomorrow, and hard work for Tuesday.
Yeah, and just to finish, you're not being overawed, are you? Even though you haven't won these games, you've certainly had chances. You've not had much luck, have you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, today we had a lot of deflections, like flashing wide of the post. Two penalty shouts, what on another day you could easily get given. So yeah, as you said, football's a funny old game, and we saw, I think Ipswich, they've won four on the bounce now on the fifth, you know, like before that they were around us, so we know it can change really quickly, and we've just got to keep working hard, and hopefully it will.
Top one. Thank you.
What do you think to them?